Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Chief Game Warden Bob Timian. Bob, every year is a little bit different for your wardens as far as activity and citations. How did 2019 go?
Overall, 2019 was a good year. As we all know, it's no secret that we had a very wet year, especially the fall. That not only impacted farming and ranching community, it impacted the hunters.
Sure, and I see the number of violations went down in 2019. That's probably...
I'm sure that the difficulty hunters had getting around and the conditions out there were probably one of the factors in that.
Okay, any trends that you're seeing over the years?
Not really. Numbers of citations to a particular violation... failure to carry your license, not having enough life jackets, personal flotation in your boat, those are kind of two that are always toward the top of the list. Seem to be trending about the same year to year. I mean, yes, there's some, but nothing has jumped out as a major change.
Okay, one of your most common violations over the years has been not having enough life jackets in a boat. Explain that, Bob.
Well, we have an awful lot of boaters in North Dakota, and we have a long boating season. So, I mean, it just stands to reason that, that if you have thousands of boaters out there over the course of the summer, that there will be times when people just don't bring enough life jackets, a certain percentage. So, I mean, we would like it to be none, but the reality is that... the statistics show that if you have thousands of people participating over a long period of time, there will be a certain level of violation.
We've added some units as far as chronic waste and disease, and I noticed there's a few more violations this year.
Well, just by the fact that we have some new units and new CWD units, it would stand to reason we would see a few more CWD violations. That's not unusual. We didn't have a large number of violations, but as CWD as an issue will continue to be an issue for North Dakota of itself. I mean, if you look at surrounding areas and stuff, it continues to expand. North Dakota Game and Fish is doing what we can to try to slow or limit the expansion of it, but CWD will be a continuing issue into the future.
And the Game and Fish Department is trying to educate all the hunters in those units as much as we can so they follow the regulations.
Yeah, well, we're trying to educate hunters and the public in general across the state as, what CWD is, what can be done to at least hopefully limit the spread in North Dakota.
This coming year, 2020, is the first year of a three-year boat registration cycle. Typically, we notice in the first year of that registration, the violations go up as far as not having your boat registered. What can people do?
Well, I think part of that is that the registration runs out at the end of December, and people either forget to register it or they register it and they throw the sticker somewhere else because their boat's in winter storage, where in North Dakota, the boating season really gets rolling end of May into June. And the department this year, for the first year or two, really, I think, will hopefully have a positive impact on people getting their boats registered in a timely manner. The registration is now online, and people who have a boat previously registered with, and we have your email address, will be sent an email notification that your registration is due and that you can do right on it. So we're hoping that has a positive effect on reducing the number of non-registered boats.
Speaking of boat registrations, Bob, there's something new for non-registered boats in North Dakota. If they plan on using their watercraft on lakes in North Dakota, they need to purchase an ANS sticker.
Yeah, I believe there's potentially some confusion out there regarding who needs a sticker and who doesn't. Boats that are registered in North Dakota do not need this separate sticker. That will be taken care of when you register your boat. This is only for boats. This actual sticker is only for boats that are registered outside the state of North Dakota.
So if you have a boat registered in North Dakota, you do it just like you have in the past.
Yeah, just go online, do your registration, and there's another fee that has been attached for to help with fund ANS stuff, but there's no sticker. The sticker is only for boats that are not registered in North Dakota.
Bob, we've seen a spike in aquatic nuisance species violations. Explain that.
Well, probably two factors in the increase in the number of violations. One is a couple years ago, new regulations were added, which requires the draining of boats when they leave the water, which didn't exist previously. So there's another new regulation. Also, because these regulations have been in place for a while, normally when we put new regulations, while we do enforce them, we lean heavily on education the first year, and as the regulations and education take place, we concentrate more on the enforcement end of it.
Okay. Every year we write a number of violations for people not carrying their license in the field and a variety of other violations that are common. But did you have any big investigations or big cases this year?
Yes, we've got one major case that's run over a couple of years that is finishing up now, and we've got another one that's a couple others that are just in the works, which we really, until they're completed, we can't really say much.
Okay. A recent citizen survey was done that you wanted to talk about. Explain that, Bob.
There's a national survey being done by the National Law Enforcement Chiefs Association with a grant from the Association of Fish and Wildlife to survey nationwide citizens on conservation law enforcement. And as part of that, you can also get a state-specific survey, which we did do in North Dakota, and which is just, as we speak, been completed. So we haven't had a chance to really go through the results yet, but we're hoping that by surveying the citizens of North Dakota regarding conservation law enforcement, that it will give us another tool to make good decisions going forward into the future. We're also trying to use how do we use technology, computers, and programming to better analyze our enforcement data, to give us violation rates and trends, so to help direct our resources properly, and that's always the challenge. Is, you know, are we doing the right thing? How is it? Is the resources we're putting in producing the results we want? And as technology advances, technology will help us better analyze that, so we can more precisely use those resources.
A lot of great information, Bob. Thank you.
For a complete list of all the game and fish violations in 2019. Take a look at the February North Dakota Outdoors magazine. You can also view the magazine online at gf.nd.gov.
For Chief Game Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.